Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. All righty. Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. Interesting discussion coming up. I'm going to focus in on concentrate slash focus in the area of the TSA, which is to think, speak, and act in a codified way. The whole program today we'll be speaking and talking in codification, which you really need to understand if you're going to fight this war, which we are in. This is Talktainment Radio, Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. Contact numbers are 877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Let's get this house cleaned out the way. People are calling in or writing in and wanting to make donations. Listen, if you are going to make donations, which we encourage you to do, particularly for the second hour, make payments to K&E World Network LLC, DBA, that is doing business as, Talktainment Radio. Now, you can, I'm not going to read them all at the same time, but throughout the show I'm going to tell you what to do. Somebody asked me about mailing in. Okay, this is the address that you mail it in to. K&E World Network, LLC, DBA, Talktainment Radio, 462 Walnut Street, Post Office Box 6184, Columbus, Ohio, 43206. Okay, and then there will be some others that I will mention later on in the program so that everybody can be covered. Okay, Mr. Neely Fuller is on the line, live from Washington, D.C. In your dealings with people, well, my dealings with people, I've been finding that there's been a lot of people that want to show off. Show off for what? You care to speak to that about showing off? What is this?
Yeah, showing off. It's like everything else. What do you want to do? Why do you want to do it? How do you plan to do it, and what do you expect the constructive result to be? So if a person wants to do what they call show off some of their material things, show off what they know that somebody else doesn't know, that's one of the show-offisms, two of the show-offisms, the material things you may have gained. So you look around for people and say, look at me, look what I have. Look at the materials I have, look at my car, look at my house, look at my clothes, whatever it is. That's a form of showing off.
Mm-hmm.
So, or you can show off the knowledge. I've heard black people sometimes say to other black people, you don't know nothing. I've been here, I've been there, I've been to this place, and I know this and I know that. So they're showing off the knowledge that they have acquired.
Okay.
That, you know, that somebody else doesn't know. And then making sexual impressions. That's a form of showing off. Sometimes black males particularly talk about the number, particularly in old days and sometimes nowadays, I guess, the number of females they have quote-unquote conquered sexually, and et cetera. That's making sexual impressions and whatnot. Or just strutting around, I mean, trying to attract someone's attention in a sexual manner. That's sexual show-offism. And then, of course, belittling people. The ability to belittle. I call it the four major show-offisms, particularly among black people in the Northwestern Hemisphere and possibly other parts of the world. Belittling is a form of show-offism. In other words, making another person feel like they are less than what, in your mind, you are in the popular mind, what people ought to be. That I'm more than this, I'm more than that, and you're less than this and less than that. And you show that off, try to make someone what they call feel bad by making you, pumping yourself up as an example of something or a person that people should look up to.
Mm-hmm.
And these four show-offisms, there are other forms, I imagine, but these are four basic ones that people should get rid of. To stop showing off, period. I mean, people are more interested in showing off than they are almost anything else.
Yes, sir.
And they just dump everything in order to be able to show. I got to do something to show off. And some person might just walk down the street and nobody's paying them any attention. And everybody wants some kind of attention. Since you're babies, you come into the world wanting attention. So a person just walks into a crowd and throws a brick through a window for no obvious reason at all other than to get somebody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
I can just throw a brick through a window, and everybody looks around and hears a glass shatter, and then they see me standing there, and I did it. And so now I get your attention. I just threw that brick through that plate glass window. Well, what do you think of that? I mean, you people walking around here all day doing this and doing that, and you act like I don't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to throw that brick through that plate glass window into that where they have a showroom, which is a form of showing, but that's business, for cars that they're selling. And I'm going to show you that I got the ability to get your attention. But then it comes down to the question of, now that you got everybody's attention, now what? And everybody should ask themselves that. When you are showing off any kind of way, your clothes, your cars, your ability to belittle people, your sexual show-offisms, now that you got everybody's attention, now what?
Okay.
When we say now what, we mean now what of constructive value.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How is this constructive? Hmm. How is this improving the world in a way that it wasn't before?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you're going to show off, find out a constructive way to show off.
To show off, okay. Now, today's
program, but definitely get rid of those four.
Get rid of those four, okay. And we'll have you repeat those throughout the program. Today, we're going to hone in on to focus and to concentrate in the system of racism, white supremacy. And, you know, how important it is not to show off, because we're not focusing on what we should be, which is to produce justice. Now, before we go there, I want to start off where we ended up last week. Brother John wrote in and said this. He said he was reading I was reading Black Boy by Richard Wright. Though the book was written in 1945, so many truths and themes ring true today. And then on page 217, I guess, of that book, he said there's an excerpt, and it says this: white people make it their business to watch the N-word with an S, and they pass the word around. Now, my boss is a Yankee, and he tells me things. Your blank marked already. It reminds me how you, Mr. Fuller, says that whites are thinking about black folks 24/7, even though blacks themselves don't believe so. Mr. Fuller, when you mentioned last week that you are familiar with Richard Wright, Mr.
Yes. Fuller,
yes. A little bit about him, because a lot of people don't know, and you said you've read some of his publications.
Yeah, I've read at least two, maybe three books, Native Son, Black Boy, and my favorite, my second favorite, out of four, I believe, four books, is Eight Men. I like that better than I did Black Boy. That's eight stories, I think, that's in a volume that he put out.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what year it was, but it was back in the 1940s when I read it.
Mm-hmm.
Or 50s, early 50s, that particular book. And another one was White Man Listen. That's a very obscure book by Richard Wright, but it's about the Bandung Conference.
Oh, yes, yes.
Of 1955.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot of essays in that book, I believe, about the state of the entire world where white and non-white are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that book is very well written. And I think it may, even today, I haven't glanced at it or looked at it. I don't even know where my copy is now. I haven't seen it in decades. But at the time, I was impressed with his writing about that.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Wright. But other than that, I know very little about Richard Wright, other than he spent a lot of time in what we call France, and that's where he did a lot of his writing while he was there. But personally, I don't know very mm-hmm. much about Richard Wright that I remember.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought that was interesting because I hadn't at that time heard of Richard Wright, but I remember at the end of last week's program, you did make mention of his books, and none of those were, well, obviously they wouldn't be on the list of movies, but different publications that different people have written pertaining to, you know, the subjects that you are involved in. So I just thought I would bring that up so that we could at least know who Richard Wright is, and whatever your knowledge is about him, and then find out and purchase his book. Now with the internet, you can just go on there and get all the information you need. Okay. Let's see here. Let me do this, and then let me get this Gmail. Okay. This one right here, 1-877-932-9766 is the number. Okay, Mr. Fuller, let's do this here. This comes from Daryl. He says this, Mr. Fuller, I believe you said black folks are silly about serious things and serious about silly things. Perfect example is the recent Popeye's chicken sandwich craze, which looks like something straight out of the 1915 Birth of a Nation movie. There were Negroes fighting each other while standing in long lines for this $4 sandwich, and one guy even climbed through a drive-through window so he wouldn't have to wait as long. I'm shocked that in all that madness, nobody got shot. That's how ridiculous it was. We gave Popeyes $23 million in free advertising within a few days over this foolishness. So my question, Mr. Fuller, is, should we continue to wait and expect for our folk to get on code, or should we leave some Negroes behind to die off because the likelihood of them ever getting on code is slim to none, and all most of them will do is to drag the rest of us down who are out here trying to be constructive and replace the system of white supremacy with justice. Who'd rather live up to the old stereotypes of black folk cooning over fried chicken than solve the real problems? You being a military man, I think you'd have a interesting take about having to leave some people in your unit behind when in the midst of war. Mr. Fuller? Mr. Fuller?
I hear a lot of distortions.
Okay, I'm not hearing any distortions on this end.
I hear a lot of distortions.
Okay, but did you hear the question by Daryl about this Popeye's chicken and his observations as to
I'm not familiar with that ad or whatever it was, or whatever it was that happened, but I heard something about black people leaving the other black people behind. Well, we don't really have them to leave behind. I always try to remind, for a frame of reference, the way to look at it is that all of the black people on the planet are milling around in a prison yard. That's all we're really doing. We're just milling around in a prison yard. And we're all prisoners wearing the same uniform, which is the color of our skin. That's our prison uniform. And it doesn't make any difference what we think about anything to the masters of the prison, because we're just milling around in the prison yard, just finding little trivial things to do when we're milling around in the prison yard, which is the entire planet. That's all we're really doing, just milling around, just walking around, you know, after we're let out of our cages, our greater confinement, you might say, and just walking around in the prison yard, which is the entire earth for a black person, and just doing little trivial things like people do when they're given an hour or two to walk around in the prison yard. That's all we are doing. We're not doing anything else other than that. If we look at it that way, and look at it that way, seeking the truth, is that what we're really doing? Yes. The answer is that's what we're really doing in the system of white supremacy, because we're all subject to white supremacy.
Yes.
So therefore, one black person milling around in the prison yard may decide that he just wants to jump up and down and stand on his head and spin around and clap his hands. Another black person wants to sit quietly over near the prison wall and just meditate.
Yes.
Okay. Another black person wants to shoot marbles. And then maybe two or three or maybe 20 black people want to start a small riot, start fighting. So they're over there in their little section of the prison yard, and they're fighting. Okay. And they do this every other day or so. And then other black people are in a little group talking about the state of the world outside the prison, meaning whatever white people are doing, because they're not doing anything and can't do anything because they're confined. They're in the prison.
Yes.
So that's all we really have.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at it that way and see if it's really that way, and it is, in my opinion. We are all subject to the system of white supremacy. I don't know of any black people anywhere on the planet who are not. So it just comes down to what are we doing in this prison system, this slave system called, this concentration camp called the system of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
So until the actual system is dismantled by whomever comes up with a formula for doing so and replaced with justice, then, like I say on the back of the textbook for victims of white supremacy, we're just milling around in the prison system wasting time.
Okay.
Because anything that's not designed to rid the world of racism from black people's perspective and from the perspective of logic is a waste of time.
All right.
So we're just finding activities to do in the prison yard while we're wasting time.
Okay. So now he asked if you can hear me, and I'm going to speak as loudly as I can on purpose, so that you can hear. His question was, should we continue to wait and expect for our folk to get on code, or should we leave some Negroes behind to die off because the likelihood of them getting on code is slim to none?
Well, we can't. See, that's why I made that prison yard analogy.
Okay.
How can one prisoner leave another prisoner behind when we're all prisoners? See, we're not leaving anything because nobody's leaving the prison.
Yes.
The system of white supremacy is still the most powerful political and religious force on planet Earth in 2019.
Okay.
It's the most powerful political.
Okay.
By political, we mean it takes in all the people of the entire planet.
Okay. I just want to.
And religious.
Yes.
When it comes to a strong belief backed up by action. There is no system more powerful than the system of white supremacy.
Okay.
So as long as black people are the prisoners of war milling around in the prison yard, well, one black person will say, well, I'm serious about our situation. And you know what? The rest of these prisoners in here are not serious about our situation. They're clowning and carrying on buffoonery, but I'm trying to figure out how to dismantle this system, this prison system, and come up with a better system of existing on this planet. And maybe 10 or 12, or maybe 2 or 3,000, or maybe even the majority of the prisoners say that. And they'll say, but they got about 1 or 2 dozen who are not interested in ridding the world of racism at all. And so you're not actually leaving them behind. You're just saying that's what they are doing.
Okay.
Because we're all still in prison. This thing about some of us got more power than others, forget that, because that's not happening.
Okay.
In the system of white supremacy.
All right. Thank you, Darryl, for your question. Let's go to the phone. Oh, wait a minute. Let's do this. TalkTeamAtRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcast facility with those delivering on topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, politics. Now, here's a couple I'm going to share with you. This is Libby. Yeah, get in contact with Libby Rand, Talking Sports with Mr. Bobby, Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, that's me. As a matter of fact, we'll be on September the 3rd, so check that out. And also, Stairway to Heaven. These shows are exclusive to TalkTeamAtRadio.com. All you have to do is go to the TalkTeamAtRadio.com homepage, click on programs, and you're there. Hit the subscribe and like button. All this, TalkTeamAtRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. We're discussing Concentrate and Focus, and we have a caller on the line. A caller, I'm up against a break, but I'm hearing a lot of distortion, so move away from it. We're up against a break, but I'm going to let your call go through. What is your question for Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr.?
Hello?
Yeah, you're going to have to back away from the phone because I'm hearing a lot of distortion. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
You said back away?
Just a little bit because we're hearing a lot of distortion. What's your question for Mr. Fuller?
Yes, can you guys hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, hi, Mr. Neely Fuller.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
I can hear you.
I'm a little nervous, but it's such an honor to
speak with you. It's okay. Being nervous is okay, but what is your question?
But my question is to you. I'm just truly grateful to be here and to be able to speak with you. I love your concepts and your ideas. It has really enhanced me to be better at this, at understanding this system as a global system of white supremacy. I'm hurting right now. I had lost a friend. And I'm going through like a deep, I don't know, feeling and emotion due to this system. He was a warrior. He did everything he could to be a man, to live a life as he should. But sadly, he just went through a lot of depression, and it just led to him not wanting to live. And I'm angry for that. I'm angry at white supremacy for that. I'm angry at this prison system. I'm only 26 years old, and I have always known that I was in a prison system. But I went along with a lot of things based on my peers and things that I was taught. But I have always known that this was not the right way of living. But my question is to you, so I don't want to be too long. My question is, how am I supposed to conduct myself in a constructive manner without having so much emotions and hatred towards this system? Because I'm a very rebellious person to this system, and I refuse to be handled in a way, but yet I want to survive, and I want to be able to conduct myself and be able to give, you know, people whatever they can out of me. Whether it was, you know, speak, like, thought, anything, like, I don't know, like, just me speaking through them to them. I just need help understanding how I'm supposed to conduct myself while being in the hands of these people. Like, the system is insane, and it's hard to maneuver through this life, working, just based on all the nine areas of activity. And I just need to understand how I'm supposed to conduct myself.
Okay.
Without being too emotional as a woman.
Okay. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Mr. Neely Fuller answer your question after we take this break, because we are up against the break right now. So just hang on. I'll have Mr. Fuller address that so that we can get some answers for you. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com app, and we'll put it on your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More of your questions. Hopefully no more technical issues. And then we'll answer this young lady's question. All that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's Ashkickin.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Lincoln Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linko today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, from Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles. But the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
Alrighty, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our topic today is concentrate and focus in the system of white supremacy racism, which is racism. And we have on the line a young lady who lost a friend and is asking Mr. Neely Fuller some advice, and she is upset or at the system and the prison system, and what should she do in this prison system concerning how she feels. She's very emotional, and Mr. Fuller, that's as best as I could describe it. What advice, suggestions would you have for this young lady?
Just do the best she can in this prison system. And in a prison system, they're going to be very unfortunate things that are going to happen all the time. That's the setup in a prison. Nothing, no one is supposed to be happy in a prison. Happiness is out of the question. That's something, feeling good about anything is not supposed to exist. This is the nature of a prison. You just get a little relief and hope that one of these days you cannot be in the prison. But as long as you're in the prison, the whole purpose of a prison for the prisoner is to never feel good about anything and always be in a state of anxiety, of wanting, of longing for something that you don't have. That's the nature of a prison. That's why the prison is a prison. And when you look at it the way that it is, the system of white supremacy is a prison system. So, if you know a fellow prisoner, if you hear about something unfortunate happening, them being beat to death by one of the guards, or falling off of a scaffold in an accident, or just dying from neglect, or some other prisoner stabs him or her to death in one of the cell blocks, that goes with the territory. That's the nature of a prison. That's why we got to get out of this idea that we are not in a prison. Of course, we are, because we keep looking for some kind of relief. It's none there. Zero. It's not supposed to be any relief in a prison. You have to get rid of the entire prison system and replace it with what? A system that's not a prison system, which would be a system of justice. Replace the system of white supremacy with the system of justice, which means what? Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated, and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Now, how do you bring this about? While you're in the prison, by doing everything that you possibly can that is of constructive value. Because any time, as a prisoner of war, you're doing something of constructive value, learning how to do things of constructive value, you are setting yourself up, and if you can influence others, other prisoners, to do everything that is of constructive value, stop the little prison riots, stop the little prison animosities, running around trying to plot against other prisoners and stab them in the back and all this type of stuff, or just playing little silly games all the time and being and looking forward to doing nothing but enjoying these little silly games like people do in prison, because they're not allowed to do anything else but just do things that are a little trivial, childish, silly. Just go to the prison library, study, like Andy Dufresne did in the movie Shawshank Redemption, and study how things work. Study economics, study whatever. Try to learn everything that's going on about the prison so that the prison will not be a prison anymore, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. nothing is supposed to happen, and you shouldn't look forward to anything happening in this prison system that's going to make you happy. It's not supposed to happen. You can't find happiness in a prison without being labeled as and functionally being insane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because the prison is designed to punish you mm-hmm. for just existing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the prescription.
Yes, sir.
Punishment. They call it reform school sometimes mm-hmm. and all like that. But, you know, reforming you to adjust to what? The system of white supremacy? Because that's what the system of white supremacy does.
Yes, sir.
So do everything, bottom line, everything that is of constructive value once you can figure out what is constructive and what isn't.
All right.
And just engage in everything that's constructive and everything that's non-constructive, don't engage in it.
Okay.
Because anytime you're black on this planet and you're doing something of constructive value, you are putting white supremacy in big-time danger.
All right, there you go, my sister, and I hope that you take heed to that advice. Mr. Fuller, 1-877-932-9766, the number you can get through, or you should be able to get through. If not, 7MrBobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. This comes from Harry. He says this, Mr. Fuller. He said, I know you're a busy man, Mr. Fuller, and that movie list of yours is probably in the 50s, if not the 100s by now. But I have another suggestion for you. The movie is called Us, U.S., written and directed by the same person who did Get Out, which I know you still haven't gotten around to seeing. But if you were ever a fan of or watched Alfred Hitchcock's movies or The Twilight Zone by a TV series, that is what this movie, Us, will remind you of, but starring a black cast. I think there are several meanings in this movie as it relates to African Americans and our double identities. The movie came out earlier this year and is now on DVD and Blu-ray. Here's hoping at some point you'll be able to watch it at least two or three times of the movies on your list. And I hope on the future show you discuss the meaning of some of these films or give your perspective on some of the movies that you have watched. Okay, just for the record, Mr. Fuller, have you seen this movie called Us?
No, I haven't. And there are dozens of movies that I probably need to see and whatnot, but I probably won't. But the fact that this person, see, this is a part of the codification here on this program. Anybody who comes in on the program and they have seen a movie that has lessons that black people can pay attention to, where they can walk out of the movie and say, you know, that movie made me think of things I never thought of. And that is that it's best to do this and not do this, because everything comes down to doing this and not doing the other. Constructive, non-constructive. It's no such thing as in between. Every move that you make, every minute of the day, anywhere on the planet, is going to have a constructive effect or a non-constructive effect. And when you sit and look at a movie, just don't look for the drama itself. Of course, the drama is important in getting you interested in the movie. But what is the lesson in this particular scene? And there are a lot of lessons in just about many, many movies and things going on around you every day. These are stories. These are stories in the making. Just things you're looking at every day. I mean, while you're riding a bus and you see a couple of people having a conversation, and you say, now that is not the way to go about doing anything. You can, just listening to the conversation, you can come to that conclusion. There's a lesson in that. They're talking loud and whatnot, mm-hmm. and the things that they're saying, you may listen, and it may be something of constructive value, because you're going to learn something just from looking at it. And it's going to be in one of those two categories, just from listening, the people talking loud on a public transportation. And you're going to learn something that can be used constructively, or you're going to learn how not to do things from what you're looking at. And it's the same with movies. It's the same with what happens on the job. It's the same in every situation that you're in. These are movies. People are moving around all the time doing things. So it's not just what's on a screen, I mean, where you learn lessons or in what you call a school, because the whole world is a school. It's the universe. You know, that's why they call certain school buildings what? Universities. The whole, everything going on around you, you should learn the difference between what is going on that's constructive and what is not.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our topic today is concentrate and focus. And we'll have Mr. Fuller address these issues, which he has been so far in the 44 minutes that we have been on. But it is at this time, every program that we have here on Talktainment Radio for Mr. Fuller, that we have Mr. Fuller address this wonderful book that, this is me, I personally feel you need in your library in order to look at it and get suggestions on what to do in your struggle to fight racism and replace the system of racism with justice. Mr. Fuller, go ahead and take the mic about your book.
Okay. The book you can get, and I'm talking to all the things that I'm saying, most of the things that I'm saying are in the book every week. They are in the book one way or another, either directly or indirectly. And a lot of the questions that people are asking, the answers are in the book itself. And lots of suggestions about what to do and what not to do on a daily basis in the nine areas of activity: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And it's written in such a way, like a buffet, you might say. You just go down the line and pick out things through the book that make the most sense to you. If it doesn't make sense to you, don't touch it. But if it makes sense to you, you try it, see if it works. And if it works, then you do that to help do what? Solve problems. Because everything is about problem solving, each and every day. All things are about some type of problem. Just catching a bus on time, that could be a problem. Just picking something up off the floor so that you don't slip on it. Because whatever you're leaving there on the floor can be an obstacle that can send you to the hospital. So you pick it up so you don't trip over it and hit your head somewhere. I mean, now you have solved a problem all day long. For the prisoners of war in the system of white supremacy, you should be thinking of, how can I solve a problem? We should become problem-solving people. And there's a slogan in the book saying, solve problems without making any, because you have to be careful about that. You can solve one problem, but in the process of solving one problem, you made three new problems, and you don't want to do that. That means you have to do some thinking. The book is supposed to help you do that. Solve problems without making any. And so you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. And the book is directed to individual persons who perceive themselves to be directly, indirectly, victims of the system of white supremacy. Because that's what we need. We need a code. That's what I call it. I call it the code. Sometimes I call it the counter-racist code.
Yes, sir.
I give all kinds of definitions for it. But it's just a way of getting things done.
Yes, sir.
Each and every day. Go to producejustice.com.
Okay.
And that's how you can get the book.
Okay, before I take this phone call, Mr. Fuller, I've been getting a lot of people that have talked about, and you have addressed this particular subject on your book, or in your book, or rather on your book, asking, you know, why isn't health mentioned in the book in one of the areas, one of the nine areas. But as I have read the book and get clarity of the book and of your suggestions, teachings, and so forth, I'm learning that health is actually in the book. The health of economics, the health of education, entertainment, the health of labor, the health of law, the health of politics, the health of religion, the health of sex, and the health of war, counter-war. Would that be maybe it's VGQ, but in my way of thinking according to compensatory logic, would that be on the correct path?
What be on the correct path?
The thinking that health is in the book, in speaking of the economic health, entertainment health, education health, labor, and so forth, all the nine areas, the health in that, addressing people who say the health is not in the book, and it actually is.
Yes, that's the way I've described it. Many people have talked to me down through the years and said, Fuller, you could have added a tenth one, round that out to 10 rather than 9, and make health a part, one of the major areas of activity. But I looked at that, over a period of years, and I said, well, if you got everything the way it ought to be in the other nine areas of activity, and this is what it's going to require, all of those nine areas have to be cleaned up and made what they ought to be, then you automatically have health.
Yes.
Or you can pick out any one of them and do what it is that's the most constructive thing to do, and you automatically got health. That's whether it's in sex or religion or labor or economics.
Yes.
Economics is health.
Yes.
If your economics is correct, you are a healthy person.
Yes. That's why it's important to get the book, because I didn't get that right away.
Yes.
It took me a while to get it by reading the book, and then I saw it. Anyway, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
I have two questions. Concentration and focus. Your brother before gave a critical analogy of Birth of a Nation and in the Popeye situation. I didn't know that went down with Popeye.
Yes.
But Dr. Mimi Fuller was talking about they were milling around in the yard and so forth. They were milling around in the yard, and it's a whole prison system, and you have to get rid of the prison system. But if you don't have the people in a collective code of mind, and Brother Polite was saying that you have to get the people who, it's never been a massive amount of people to make a change. It's been those intellectuals to get on code and make the change. And then the masses follow. So when you say people are on the yard playing marbles and somebody's doing something else and so forth, well, what about the different groups that are in the prison? When in the Shawshank Redemption movie, the guy went and started a library. So he's doing something. You know, white supremacy is not going to just lay down and give you their and give you their system and give in their system to justice. So I wanted to know, you know what I'm saying, how does he, you know, equate with that, you know, getting rid of the system by not doing, but you know, by, you know, people not being on code, if you will, okay. You know?
Okay, Mr. Fuller?
Well, if I understand the question, what is needed is a code of behavior that's addressed to each individual person. That's what I tried to do with the textbook, because that's what I call it, the compensatory code, counter-racist code, because I say that is the one thing that is missing. We have been trying to kind of trained by the white supremacists to always look for the maximum leader or some magic group, you know, quote unquote, magic group of black people who are the center stage mm-hmm. of what all the other black people should mm-hmm. be doing.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work that way mm-hmm. in the system of white supremacy, in the prison yard. You have to actually codify each individual. And it's real, the formula is real simple. Each individual in the prison just takes a vow to him or herself.
Mm-hmm.
Since they are not beholden to the other prisoners anyway, so that's not going to ever work. All that's going to do is just get a good fight between the prisoners. Anybody who is trying, and black people have been trying that like forever, trying to herd other black people saying, do it my way, do it my way, do it my way, or we're going to ostracize you. Well, that's like one prisoner saying, I'm going to ostracize the other prisoner. Ostracize them by doing what? You ain't running no prison. You're going by doing what? All you can do is just wait in the prison yard and then sneak up behind the other prisoner and kill him. Now you got to answer to the prison masters for having done that. We should have learned by now that you can't herd people into doing anything. You can't force them to do nothing. You ain't got that kind of muscle, all right? So what you do is influence people. Hey, do the best thing for yourself. And then once you do the best thing for yourself by not harming others, and do the best thing for yourself by having a code for doing that, then you can better help others. That way, everybody becomes codified in the prison on their own, because they're not following a person or a group. They're following a code. You dedicate yourself to a code. You say, this is something I just don't do. I just don't do this. Doesn't make any difference what everybody else is doing. I don't do that. And then you have a list of things that you do. That's the formula. And if everybody, and so the things that you do will work for you, and almost everybody, I guess, on the planet, unless somebody who is just patently suicidal wants to do something that makes everything better for him or herself. So just do the things that are better for yourself without harming others. That's the essence of justice, all right? And then you show others how to do what you just did. That's it. And then each one teach one. That's all codification is about. And you just tell them. You know, really, I don't like the word teach. I just say tell. A person, you know, you take a little child that wants to cross the street, and they toddle across the street, I mean, and dodging all these cars. And then what you do is just tell the person, if you go to the corner, there's a street light there, and you don't have to dodge those cars every day. And the person says, oh, I didn't know that. Just tell people what they don't know. If you know it, that's code. And just do that all day, every day. Part of the code is stop withholding constructive information. That's one of the main things in becoming a universal man and a universal woman. And that's what we should tell definitely mm-hmm. when we're talking to white people. Always, two things, sir, ma'am. Please don't ever say anything to me or any other black person or non-white person. That's not true. Yes. That's number one.
Wait a minute. Hang on, Mr. Fuller. We'll let you get number two right after we pause for the second hour. And caller, you hang on too for your second question. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour. Hang on, caller. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.